Welcome to Your Inner CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Smith. If you are a success-driven woman who desires more freedom in your life, you are in the right place. As a former C-suite executive in corporate America turned successful entrepreneur and network marketing leader, I am passionate about helping other success-driven women design lives they are obsessed with. This is the place where you can learn to have it all. We're going to cover all things here like leadership, money, influence, mindset, and so much more. It's time to channel your inner CEO. Let me show you how. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Your Inner CEO Podcast. I am so happy you're here. I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. Today, I wanted to talk about how to prospect on social media, how to break into a new market, whether that be a cold market, or even people that you know but have not talked to in a while, and essentially how to grow your network. Because if you are a network marketer, if you are a solopreneur, if you're a business owner, you know that you always need to be talking to people and getting in front of people and having a wider reach, a wider audience. And I'm very passionate about growing and scaling your business on social media. It's honestly the most brilliant tool for any business. It's an endless source of leads for your business. And so this is what I help people with. And so today I want to talk about how to actually prospect on social media, because once you figure it out, it's literally like a game and it's fun. I think it's fun at least. So let's dive into it. The first thing first, you really got to think about the long game. When you are breaking into a cold market, a new network of people, they do not know you. They do not trust you. They do not like you, right? We've all gotten messages that are hey girl messages or somebody pitching something where you're like, I don't even know you. You don't even know if I need this. So like, get out of here kind of thing. And I don't teach that at all, by the way. I teach you how to actually build your business sustainably and keep your reputation intact. So first things first, hashtags. There is an entire strategy around hashtags, and it's what I use and it's what I teach all my clients and my team with the network marketing. And people are always like, do I use a hashtag? Do I not use a hashtag? I think always use a hashtag. It might not make yourself go viral, but people can discover you through hashtags. So like, they don't hurt. Why not use them? So hashtags. Let's say you are a photographer and you are looking to break into a new audience, new network. Like, how do you get your name out there more? My friend, you want to utilize hashtags. So let's say you specialize in weddings and you are looking to grow your business with more people who are engaged. So you probably know all of the hashtags for people who are recently engaged. You want to start looking them up one by one. So I would imagine hashtag engaged, hashtag getting hitched, hashtag recent engagement, hashtag I do. Those are hashtags that you want to look up one by one. Now, remember, this is the long game. So you are going to have to think about, this is going to take a lot of work, but again, slow to build is slow to break. So let's say you looked up the hashtag I do, or she said yes, another example of a hashtag. You want to go through and look up all the photos under that hashtag. Yes, it's going to take some time, but you are building a business that you want to last. You want to be sustainable. So it's going to take a little bit of time to do that. And you want to find people who match your ideal client, who match your ideal follower, people that you would like to work with. And when you do that, you want to do a little bit of research further. Say you found someone, you really like the vibe. So you land on their profile and you go ahead and look through their photos, even if they have like locations, and you want to see which one you can actually connect with them on. Reason why I said locations is, let's say they recently traveled to Nashville, Tennessee, and you either live there or you've been there too, and you enjoyed going, right? We want this to be authentic. And that can be something that you can message them on, okay? Same thing if they have a dog. And you have a dog. Hey, look at that. You're both fur moms. That would be a great thing to message them on. You just want to find something that's worth bringing up where it's a conversation that's not going to be weird. You're not going to be like, hey, I do photography. I just see that you got recently engaged. Oh my gosh, check out my stuff. I would love to photograph you and all the things. No, no, no. They don't know you. They don't like you. They don't trust you, right? No, like, trust. They don't. No offense. I mean, I'm sure you're lovely, but you got to think someone does not know that. They don't know you. So instead, the second piece of this strategy, first part is you look people up through hashtags. The second piece of the strategy is using what I call, actually, I don't call it anything. It's what it's called, the Ford method, F-O-R-D. Also, people call it the form method, F-O-R-M. The D and the M are kind of like interchangeable, but F stands for family, O stands for occupation, R stands for recreation, and D stands for dreams, or M stands for motivation. So see how the D and the M kind of like are interchangeable. And this is a perfect way to walk through questions to get to know someone. I get this time and time again. It's like, okay, Katie, I found like some awesome profiles, people I would love to work with. I just don't know what to say to them. And I'm like, okay, well, let's walk through Ford or let's walk through form. F-O-R-D or F-O-R-M. What do you see on their profile? Do they have kids? Do you have kids? Is that something that you would feel comfortable talking to them about? Oh yeah, I never thought about it like that. Yeah, I could talk to them about that. Boom, perfect. Do they have a dog and you have a dog? Can you talk to them about that? Oh yeah, that's a really good idea. I could definitely talk to them about that. Or are they open about they have a gig, a side gig that they do? I mean, we do live in a gig economy. Can you talk to them about that? Okay, yeah. What would I say? And then that's when I tell them, well, pretend you are stuck in a coffee shop where you literally cannot leave until you have found out some information about them. You've had a conversation of substance. Then you're allowed to leave the coffee shop. Like, you're locked in there. You know, obviously I'm joking, but something to help you think about it where it's like, it's just, you're just trying to get to know someone. You're not trying to sell a single thing. And if you don't know what to say, usually it's because your intentions are slightly off. So you really want to check yourself of like, if I'm just trying to get to know someone, like, you're a professional friend maker at this point. And if you're just trying to get to know someone, what would you say? You'd probably look at their profile. You'd probably see if there's a common theme or if something you have in common with them. And if not, don't like try to make something up so that you guys can connect. You want it to be real and authentic. And I swear people can smell inauthenticity from a mile away. You always want to come from a place of being authentic and genuine because I swear people can sniff that out. And so from there, I would hold off on going in for any of the dream type questions or motivation type questions because they can just be a little forward and people can kind of get weirded out if they don't really know you that well. So usually I like to have it be kind of like a back and forth conversation or fun banter, if you will. And I don't mean to say banter like it's like, I guess what the word means, banter, but like it's just kind of like a fun like exchange, right? You're back and forth, you're kind of like vibing, and then that's when you can kind of go in for the deeper questions if it feels appropriate. And say you've had a wonderful conversation back and forth, still do not pitch your offers because you're just focusing on building rapport with people. When you are breaking into a new market, a new network, a new audience, you are just building rapport. People got to get to know you. People got to trust you. People got to like you. So that is my entire method of how I prospect. Now, what I help people with further is like actual, like I have scripts for people. I help them hone in on that hashtag strategy a little bit more, like I go a little bit deeper. And then I help people know how to close people once they have warmed them up into a warmer lead rather than a cold lead. And I do that in my course, Instant Influence. So if you are struggling with how to break into a new market, how to turn cold leads or even people you knew back in high school or college into warmer leads, I walk you through how to do all of that. And this is really just one piece of the puzzle. you know, if you're going to be reaching out to new people in a new market, you got to make sure that when they look at you and your profile, you have to have that dialed in. And if you don't, and people are like, what is this person all about? It's not going to serve you. It's not going to help you. So my course, Instant Influence, really takes you through the inception of your brand, the beginning of your brand, discovering your brand, defining your brand, to who your ideal client is and making sure that your brand matches that, into the content you should be posting to that specific person, into how to start conversations with that person, into how to close that person, and then how to do partnerships and collaborations to scale your influence on social media. It's literally everything I've done to 4 times quadruple my business on social media. And others have had similar success. So if that speaks to you or resonates at all and you want to learn a little bit more, go ahead and check out the show notes and you can click over to the link for Instant Influence, learn a little bit more about it. It is a self-study course. If you want some more handholding to like actually pick my brain, that would be the VIP option that you would want to just upgrade to. But a lot of people have had success with just the self-study, but people have had success with the VIP. It just kind of depends on you. So I'm really excited about it. And I trust that this helps. I would love, love, love to hear if this resonated with you. And if this did, go ahead and direct message me. You can find my Instagram in the show notes. I love to hear from people who are listening. If it resonated, if you have questions, if you want me to create more content around this, that is what I'd love to hear about and just how this served you. I thank you for listening. I'm so excited to hear what you think of it. And I hope you continue to have a wonderful day and I'll catch you on the next episode. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening. If you're looking for a new crew of other like-minded women entrepreneurs and business professionals to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community on Facebook called The Freedom Society. If you're loving this podcast, you'll love the group even more. So if you're looking to really have it all, meet me on over at The Freedom Society Facebook group. See you on the inside.